From Spark and Anvil and Wellness Forge, this is Drowse, in Chapter 1 of the Wellness Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Drowse is a dormouse tween with soft, round cheeks and a fondness for warm, dim, cozy places. She's a gentle honey brown, and she moves slowly in the evenings, tucking herself into calm corners. She isn't sleepy because she's lazy. She's someone who understands rest, the way other people understand a skill, and she's very good at it. Drowse teaches that rest is fuel, and here's the part she cares about most. Drowse never makes rest a shame. She never says, "You're tired because you're weak," and she never says, "Push through it." Being tired is not a failure. Rest is not laziness. Sleep is the quiet, powerful work your body does to put itself back together. And Drowse thinks it deserves as much respect as anything you do while awake. Drowse grew up in a burrow family who understood something many people forget. The body does its most important repairs while you sleep. Her grandmother explained it to her when she was small. "While you sleep," she said, "your body fixes what got worn during the day, and your mind quietly sorts through everything you learned and felt and tucks it away where you can find it again. You wake up stronger and clearer, not by doing anything, but by resting." Young Drowse found that astonishing, that lying still in the dark could be so productive, that rest wasn't the opposite of getting better, but was how you got better. "So being tired isn't me being lazy," she said. "It's my body asking for the thing that fixes it." "Exactly, little one," her grandmother said. "Listen to that asking. It's wise." Drowse felt a soft relief settle in her, the gentle permission to rest without guilt, and the quiet dignity of knowing that rest was real, important work. Grown, Drowse came to the Wellness Forge Academy. Vita, the head, asked her, "Why does rest matter?" Drowse answered softly, "Because your body repairs itself and your mind sorts itself out while you sleep. Being tired isn't weakness, it's a signal. And a calm wind down helps sleep come. Dim the light, slow down, put the busy things away so your body knows it's safe to rest." Vita smiled. "You're hired." In her classroom, Drowse dims the lamps a little and speaks slowly, the way you'd speak near someone falling asleep. "I'm Drowse. I teach you that rest is fuel, not laziness. While you sleep, your body fixes itself and your mind tidies up your day. It's some of the most important work you do." Then she teaches the wind down. Sleep comes easier if you help it. In the last little while before bed, slow down. Dim the lights. Bright screens tell your body it's still daytime, so let them go quiet a while before sleep. Do something calm. A book, a slow breath, a soft song. This is a wind down, and it's like telling your body, gently, "You're safe now. You can rest." Then the part she cares about most. "And if you're tired, that is not you being lazy or bad. It's your wise body asking for the thing that mends it. Give yourself that rest. It's a kindness you deserve." The kids leave feeling gently permitted to rest, not guilty for needing it.
"Is it lazy to want to rest?" a student asked once, a little ashamed. Drowse shook her soft head. "Never. Rest is how your body mends and your mind sorts itself out. Being tired is a wise signal, not a weakness. Wind down slow, let sleep come, and let yourself have it." She curled a little cozier as she said it, and every student who learned it walked out feeling exactly what she felt. Not guilty for being tired, but gently kind to themselves. The soft, permitted, warm feeling of knowing that rest is real and good and theirs to take. That self-kind feeling, Drowse knew, was the beginning of well-being, because you cannot care for anything or anyone from an empty, worn-out place.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Drows. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.